First Corinthians chapter 14, and verse 3. First Corinthians 14, verse 3, but he that prophesieth speaketh unto men with edification and exhortation and comfort. And then a little further on in verse 29, chapter 14, 1 Corinthians 14, verse 29. Let the prophet speak two or three, and let the other judge. The next meeting is an open meeting of the Spirit of God to read, and it's from 2 o'clock to 3:15. Just want to announce that the goodness of the Lord and the letter of our brethren is that our thankfulness for our conference and the fellowship of the Baptist. Thank you so much. Our loving God, our Father,
I trust I won't be too long. I've been burdened over the last number of months, and I'd just like to read two verses. Both of these verses are very well known. I think most of any age can tell me where they're found, and could repeat them by memory. First one is found in the book of Matthew, Matthew 18 and verse 20. For where two or three are gathered together in my name, there am I in the midst of them. And again, the verse that we've been occupied with or has covered it in our readings in Ephesians chapter 4. Verse 4. First two words in italics, one body. There is one body. Here we've had before us two facts. And I think if we were to ask each one of age here, each one who's gathered, do you believe these two verses? And I'd get an overwhelming yes. Brother just mentioned it here. On these first four verses of Ephesians, we could spend the whole 2 days on those verses. These two verses have been enjoyed and valued by brethren for many years. And I trust they are still valued today. But is there not a danger that we're going to sell out on some of these things when it comes to the practical application of them? I think even the youngest boys and girls here can understand when it speaks of a body. young people know that a body has a head and has members of it. We've got a body here, and God has been so good in giving us this type that we can understand. There's a head, we've got hands, we've got feet. It is totally different from a family. I've worked with some Christians, and he said that he believed in the one body. But when questioned, I found it was more the thought of a family. In other words, we're all one. We have the same father. We've got the same interests. And so there's a difference between a family and one body. I mentioned to some before that I grew up in a family. There were 6 children, a mother and father. We had a lot in common. We had the same father, we had the same mother. We did most of the things together. We worked together, we played together. But we were not one body, let me tell you. There was 8 individual bodies there. And at times, we acted independently. When it came to one body, there's no room for independence. The hands, the legs get its message, its instructions from the head. And I read those verses, that verse in Matthew 18. That when we're gathered together by the Spirit of God, He gathers on the principle of that one body. I don't want to take a lot of time, so I'm going to move on rather quickly to what's on my heart. As I say, each one of us say we believe these things. But over the last 25 years and over the years I've been gathered, when it came to the practical application of these 2 verses, which are real, these things are real. There is one body. And if we're truly gathered by the Spirit of God, we're gathered on that very principle of one body. And so in all simplicity, as our brother Robert brought out and Steve so clearly the other day, that if an action is taken in one assembly, if an action is taken here in Hamer Bay, if it's one body, it's already been taken in Ottawa, in Truro, Dullerton, in Pine Grove, throughout the world, over in India. And it should not be a problem. We understand there's one body. You know, in my ears, and they're not very long, but I've never known, when we received the letter of commendation, that we had a care meeting. We believe this verse, that there is one body, and if the action was taken, if someone was received in Hamer Bay, and he came to Ottawa, he was received in Ottawa. But when we receive letters, with the sad result of someone have to be dealt with. The oneness seems to disappear. And I'm going to speak frankly. We start calling care meetings. What do we do with this one? If it's one, we shouldn't spend 5 minutes The action was taken. And if it's won. And I've heard the argument come up, but what about there might have been feelings in somewhere, and maybe this action was taken with feelings. Oh, they forgot Matthew 18 and 20. Who is in the midst? Who is in the midst? Who gives the authority to act in a sense? And so it says, brethren, if we really believe these verses, not just a theory, not just something's been repeated, as Brother Bruce Ancius written the book, these truths, the truth of the one body, is probably quoted and spoken of more times than any other scripture among the brethren. And he said, perhaps at least understood. I don't profess to understand it fully, but just in its simplicity. Just think, the glory that were to come to our Lord Jesus if that one body, which it is, all those redeemed, is one body. That's a fact. But if everyone, all Christians, had acted on that ground, what a testimony it would have been in this world. Can you imagine what it would have been to this world if every Christian was acting in oneness? People would just shook their heads. And the Lord would have gained the glory. But brethren, we failed. Christians failed. But have we failed as the world looked on to those gathered on the very principle of that one body, professed to own it? What have they seen? Have they seen that oneness? Have they seen that we bow to it and believe it? Unquestionably. Do we really believe the Lord is in the midst? Do we really believe that? Do we really believe that there's an action taken in assembly with the Lord's authority? How could we ever question? If I receive the letter and I speak reverently, if it was signed by the Lord Jesus, the one in the midst, would I say, brethren, we should get together and decide whether we bow to this? It would be wickedness and blasphemy. Yet when it comes with those with the Lord's authority, we're willing to do so. We're willing to question it. Oh, may it not be so. May we just simply bow to it. The Lord is in the midst. He can make it right. If there's something that wasn't done exactly right, and again, I'm interested in noting that when we got a letter of commendation, we never questioned how it was done, how they were received. Every time that I can remember that a letter is received from someone put away, was it done in the right manner? Was there feelings? Was there something in the background we don't know about? Oh, brother. It's a dishonor. It's a dishonor to the Lord. Oh, may we just accept His word, bow to it, recognizing it's His authority, that He is the one that's in the midst. Oh, what happiness we'd go on with. There wouldn't have been one division in my day, and perhaps the ones before me, if we had simply bowed to the scripture that there is one body. And when that action was taken, we just simply acknowledge it and submit to it. You say, well, what was this mayor made? I want to tell a story that I heard many years ago. I think some of the others have heard it from a dear brother, Eric Smith. It was an encouragement to me, a young man. Because, you know, these thoughts did come into my mind as a young man. What if the assembly made a mistake? Should we bow to it? Eric Smith told it over in Bolivia. There was a brother who was charged with evil. And the assembly put him out of fellowship. And that brother sat back. Not one objection. He sat back. Time went on. That brother came every week, sitting back. Didn't look for any sympathy whatsoever. During one of the meetings, another brother finally stood up one day and said, Brethren, that brother's been sitting back. He is not guilty. I'm the guilty brother. I was the one that did it. Well, as Eric Smith pointed out, both brothers were restored. Had there been a fuss made, I'm sure he wasn't the one. They submitted to the Word of God and to the truth that we find in these words. There is one body. And the Lord is in the midst of those that are gathered on that ground. May we simply bow to his authority and his word.